Day 18, bringing it home, nailing your mock-ups to the wall. The first requisite of success is the ability to apply your physical and mental energies to one problem without growing weary. And that's Thomas Edison. You have fashioned some truly awesome mock-ups from many days of practice. You are also consciously choosing to be a peaceful, happy vibration prior to each meditation. You are really rocking your world. Next step, are your mock-ups absolute? When evaluating your absolute factor, consider these three markers for scoring your powerful, successful mock-ups. Number one, remove the energy of wanting utterly and completely. Remember, wanting is the energy of longing for something outside you. Wanting and longing are a surefire way to sabotage the success of your program. Deposit the owning it dynamic entirely into your intentional mindset. And number three, say, no matter what this mock-up is manifesting here and now, no matter what, this mock-up is manifesting here and now. With your uncompromising attitude, the outcome plays out exactly as you promised yourself. Shoring up your no matter what with oomph. Think about a trip to the grocery store. The only reason you go is to purchase food and home products. Imagine what your grocery store shopping attitude is. You know that when you arrive at the store to purchase groceries, you will find thousands of excellent choices. You know that you will succeed. This is a no-brainer. You may find the favorite brand sold out, but you're still going to get those groceries. Grab a cart, select the items that you want, and then pay at the check stand and check out. Easy. You know you are going to get what's on your list. Be bold. Imagine that you exude that same certainty with your mock-ups. Definitely create them with that believability dynamic. With your mock-up in the realm of believability, imagine you are going into the heavenly universal grocery store. This warehouse stocks all matter of abundant manifestation. Grab your shopping cart. In this case, your mock-up bubble becomes your container to gather all your mock-ups in. Fill it with your best ever life and lifestyle. Use your no matter what oomph to propel the cart forward. Remember to check out and accept the abundance. If your oomph is waning or your results are less than expected, take a quiet step back. It's time to reevaluate. What are you mocking up? Remember our friend Eric who wanted to be a football player? He made his body look like a football player. But there were many action steps he needed to take to accomplish the goal. Are you missing the in-between steps in your mock-ups? Eric was hoping that a football scout would come into the local GNC store and recruit him? Don't know. Are you waiting for someone or something? If your mock-ups aren't as powerful as you had hoped, think about action steps that may be missing. Now, this is the second or third time we've done this through the course, but really, I want you to just kind of dig deep in here and look at what's still missing. Are there any action steps I need to put into place for abundance to flow to me easily. And we've got a place in your guidebook now to tick off yes or no. And I really want you to be looking at your 8 mock-ups, if you have 8 mock-ups, however many you have, and looking at how well set they are. Do you have it kind of sorted out? You've been doing this for a while, so you may have some ahas now that you wouldn't have had when you started the class. If yes, if there are some action steps that really aren't there, or there's some part of the mock-up that's really missing, I want you to make a list of 5, maybe 5 action steps or 5 parts or components or elements that are missing. Make a list and set a date to accomplish those outer things. And if you are actually looking at transforming the mock-up, I want you to do that today. So you need to write that mock-up out clear with focus and intention with the upgrade. So let's take 5 minutes right now, give you some music, and let's just go ahead and review the action steps. Is there something missing? Do you need to alter the mock-up slightly? So we'll give you 5 minutes here. Recommit. Have you dropped the ball and allowed your meditations to slide? Are you easily distracted? Have you wandered over to another shiny mock-up and disempowered your original one? Commit to your mock-up process with all your might. Get passionate about it. Is it your habit to quit just before you reach the finish line? Your mock-ups need not consume you, but you do need to be in present time with them. I was born a natural athlete. As I matured into the age of socialization around 10, I became popular in my brand new suburban neighborhood. I had good muscle coordination and agile, and I was a fast runner, which got me included in all the boys' local sports activities. I was a very capable figure skater, played hockey with the boys and also kickball. My favorite game was softball. When I first started playing softball, I would close my eyes while I was batting. My natural instinct was to be afraid of the softball being hurled my way. It is no surprise that I never hit the ball. Thank goodness, the first day my teammate, Billy, the boy I had a little crush on, saw what I was doing. He yelled over at me as the ball approached, "Keep your eye on the ball! Keep your eyes open!" I did. With my eyes on the ball, it successfully made contact with the bat every single time. With this little secret weapon, I became unstoppable. I didn't have tremendous upper body strength, but I consistently kept my eyes on the ball and made singles and doubles time after time. For a scrawny girl playing in a field of boys, I could be counted on regularly to hit the ball and contribute to my team's ultimate score. I triumphantly brought many of my teammates home. I earned the nickname Strikeout Queen from my many teammates. They actually teased me because they couldn't strike me out. Once I learned to keep my eye on the ball, I made contact and accomplished my objectives on a mind-blowing consistent basis. Are your eyes on the ball, or did you mistakenly close them? Open your eyes. Okay, there's a place in your action guidebook here. I now hereby recommit to manifesting my best life ever, and I just want you to sign it right now and date it. So you're just recommitting to yourself. Nobody else gets to see this. I hereby recommit to manifesting my best life ever. Name and date right now. All right. And finally, we're going to look at one more topic. Do you have too many competing mock-ups? Now, have you made countless mock-ups that require copious amounts of time and energy to fulfill? Are the mock-ups you made actually in opposition with each other, so they sort of short each other out? Guess what? You can pace yourself. Over a reasonable amount of time, you can create room in your mock-up bubble for all of your wonderful expression. If you want your dreams to be, take your time. Go slowly. Do a few things, but do them really well. Heartfelt work grows surely. Day by day, stone by stone, build your secrets slowly. Day by day, you'll know too. You will know heaven's doorway. And these are lyrics from Donovan from the movie, it's an old movie, Brother, Sun, Sister, Moon. The sentiments for the lyrics are attributed to St. Francis of Assisi. If overextending yourself is your challenge, I suggest temporarily removing several mock-ups from your meditation. Place these mock-ups aside and come back to them later. So you'll be putting them on the back burner with respect and love, and you'll be bringing them forth with more power once you've manifested a smaller number of mock-ups. You have enough time to generate all of your beautiful intentions. So it is. This is the place to write the mock-ups you are going to temporarily put back on the back burner. And so take out that guidebook and write here and now. Let's go ahead and reevaluate. Do you have too many mock-ups going at one time? We're going to give you a couple minutes here. And just go ahead and write out those mock-ups. Either are they competing? Too many? Just too much energy required? At the beginning of this course, I suggested you take 4 solid mock-ups and work on those. So you can have 20 mock-ups, but if you're not getting the results, it means that your energy is flying every which direction. So go ahead and write them down now. Okay, welcome back. Time to review the homework. Increase your energy with a fresh gratitude list of 5 things. Practice your meditation. Note to self, chart progress. What I saw during my abundance meditation practice, what I felt, what I realized, what I generated, 1, 2, 3, and remember to celebrate those generated mock-ups or partial mock-ups. and then notice any changes in yourself. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that whatever happens in this grand 21-day abundance program be a benefit and joy for you, your lifestyle, and for the ones you love. May the entire world be filled with health, vitality, abundance, and peace. Amen. Blessings and light for your day of transformation. Yahoo!